But I must tell you of another way the Hun got rid of us, and that was our journey from Auschwitz to Buchenwald. The Russian army was advancing rapidly, and we had to evacuate our camp. We marched 40 miles in one night with only a 10-minute pause. The roads were covered with snow, and many of us had to drop out. Those who did had their boots taken off so that they would freeze to death more quickly. Then we were put into a goods train, which consisted of open wagons. We had about 140 prisoners to a wagon, which was 50 or 60 too many. The journey took 5 days and 4 nights, during which we had nothing to eat or drink except snow. And of the 3,200 men who started, 900 died from starvation and exposure to cold before we arrived at Buchenwald. And certainly a quarter of those left died in hospital after we got there. But some of us were left alive to say thank you to the Americans who liberated us. I consider myself very lucky to be one of them. I always kept thinking and telling myself, you must get out of this. You must see England again. You mustn't let Jerry get the better of you. I prayed too, and at last a miracle happened. It was on April 11th that we were free. And here I am at present in the British Red Cross Hospital in Paris, and well on the road to recovery, thanks to the doctor and staff who are looking after me.
Hello, BBC recording. Hello, BBC recording. That is the end of that spot.